Forget the Bad Batch. Fennec should have hired Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Experimental unit Clone Force 99. The defective clones with the desirable mutations. They call themselves the Bad Batch.
Everyone, welcome back to another Bad Batch-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 8, Bad Territory.
Sorry, where's your button? The wrong button.
Come on. All right, too late now. Too late. So, we're back. So, if you haven't seen it already, we already have our Acolyte trailer reactions and breakdown available. So go check that out. Reactions are on YouTube, and then the breakdown is on the podcast and on YouTube as well. So go check those out. Super excited for the show. Go check those out if you want to hear our thoughts and see our reactions to all that jazz. I'm excited.
Go like our videos. Yep. Long-time listeners, just go over YouTube.
Yeah, go check our reaction videos.
They're not long. They're like, what?
Yeah, 6 minutes. Mine's like 6 minutes. Yours is like 7 minutes.
Yeah. You can hear Miles in the background of mine.
Oh, really?
Towards the end, he's screaming at the top of his lungs. And I'm like, yeah. Well, you might be hearing my kid. It's not the trailer, I promise.
Yeah, you should do a trailer reaction with your kid sometime. That'd be fun.
Oh, I should have done. Oh, dude, imagine the clicks.
Bro, you holding the baby? Come on, bro. All right, you gotta monetize that baby next somehow, try, dude.
He's gotta pay his dues somehow, man. Like, speaking of that, though, you could go to our Instagram and look at a picture of Miles right now, but you can't really see him.
Well, probably be gone by the time this is posted.
True.
It's only 24 hours.
You missed it.
You missed it.
Go follow us on Instagram. Yeah,
follow us on Instagram. You can see Drew's kid once in a while.
Little Mando.
We definitely got to monetize that kid somehow. Like,
yeah. I mean, he did, when he was younger, when he was first born, he had a couple sponsorships. A couple diaper brands reached out to Steph, and we got free diapers for, like, 2 months of his life. And that was pretty nice.
Didn't he, like, try and get him to be a Gerber baby or something like that?
He was a diaper.
He was on a diaper thing?
He's on a diaper box.
Currently still?
I haven't seen it. It was on their website, but I haven't seen it like on the box what it's supposed to be. It's on Honest Diapers.
Interesting. But go check them out. Honest Diapers.
Hey, Honest, if you want to sponsor me personally, if you're listening somehow.
Yeah, because I'm sure you'll have a second kid sometime and you need more diapers. So
yeah, I mean, just diapers now.
Still,
Miles is at the point, though, where he'll tell you when he has to go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, so you want to go to the bathroom like a big boy? Or are you going to keep going like a baby? Baby. I'm like, okay.
Oh, he's like, what? He's a year and a half or is he two and a half?
He's two. He's almost three. Yeah. He'll be three in September.
Almost. That's not almost. That's
a year and a half.
A half a year away. That's not almost. Whatever. That's just my pet peeve when people think, like, when people say, oh, yeah, my kids will be, you know, 10 years old.
My kids are 19 months.
But it's like 8 months away. Well, then they're not even close to having a birthday. Say what their age is now. Like,
okay, but he is two and a half. And when they're that age,
rounding, it's
dramatic. Three. Yeah.
But two and a half. But. You're not here for Miles. You guys are listening here for Bad Batch.
Yeah.
So, we might as well just jump into it. So, last week, very, very high. Mm-hmm. One of the best things ever in Bad Batch. Drew, what are your overall thoughts of this episode?
I liked it. It was fun. No complaints, really. I enjoyed it. It wasn't like a... I mean, if it was kind of a filler, but not really. Like, we got some Fennec stuff. We got a cliffhanger, which is pretty cool. I don't know. Like, it felt good. It didn't feel like it was just lagging or anything. Like, and the Omega and, like, Crosshair, like, side stuff. Like, we didn't get a lot of it, but we got enough of it to show that he's trusting her more. They're creating a bond together, and he's realizing that potentially it wasn't just that he was injured during these torture stuff. It's like also mentally.
Right.
Like his mind is tortured. So I think the development of that story, I'm really curious about.
Right.
And like at some point, I feel like in the show, we might be able to see, like he might be able to tell us what happened to him, which, because I feel like at some point we're going to need to know really what happened. Right. So I think that whole arc is going to be cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Overall, I enjoyed that episode. I thought it was fun. Did Miles watch a little bit of it with me and jump when the alligator jumped out? And it was really funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. So I guess before I give you my opinions, I forgot we have a Q&A from last week. Which the question was, is Tech the assassin clone from these two episodes?
Oh.
And we got a lot of responses to this one. Easton says, that would be crazy, radical hype, swag, bustin'. All the same time, while still being classic Star Wars. Love the content. I am an absolute hardcore nerd when it comes to the shows and movies. Jacob with a K says he could be a dark trooper instead, maybe. Crow Crazy, which is Cody, he says that would make sense, but if it isn't, it has to be someone else who we would recognize. Eddie says, I hope so, but I'm so worried. I don't need this to be a Winter Soldier story. I don't think I could handle that. R Green 571. Says, no, it's the clone who punched Grievous in Revenge of the Sith.
Bro.
he was too elite for the Empire not to recruit him. That'd be kind of funny if they did.
That would be funny.
Jaron says, I think it could be a clone of Crosshair. He moves and shoots more like him than Tech. Maybe the Empire cloned him after not being able to brainwash him. And also, like Jaron, is your last name Rogers? Because if it is, then that means we were like really good friends in middle school. So,
Roger that.
Dazdor says, I don't know, but I really like that theory. Miss Gilliam 51 says, I hope not, but the more I watch, the more I think it is. The voice changer, they won't show his face. He keeps surviving everything, etc. His identity must be pretty important. It all points to Tech. And
people are liking my theory.
And it's either O or zero, I'm not sure. Says no. If you look closely at the trailer, the assassin has the same armor as the guy who says they are coming for all of you. Which I think would still be, I think they all have the same armor, but I don't know. But that's all the answers we got for that. So
people are like my theory. I like that.
I guess they do. So
it would just make sense, and it's a cool arc. It'd be a fun story. But yeah, it is kind of Winter Soldier-y and all that. Yeah.
He's going to have to go to Wakanda to get rehabilitated.
Wakanda forever, man.
What's
Wakanda to Star Wars? Naboo?
I don't know. A place Endor. That looks primitive, but is actually super epic. Technological. I don't know.
Yeah, probably Naboo, actually.
I don't know.
Primitive-y, but then technical. I don't know.
Time will tell. We're at the halfway point. So next week we're in the last half. So we'll find out eventually. But that was last week. We're back with this week. So you like the episode. It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was kind of okay. Like, it was good, but it was like...
It's better than the other one we got this year that I didn't really like.
Which one was that?
I remember there was one I was like, eh, it was all right. The last single one. Didn't do any. The one that you enjoyed a lot.
The Return was one of them. What episode was that? I don't remember. Giant Worm, like in the ice, the snow one.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought the whole like needing to use the boat thing to get in was super unnecessary. Like, you know where the base is. Why don't you just fly in and scan the area?
Because I think it would just go underground.
Yeah, but at least you know where it is. And, like, you could track them with, like, the body heat. Like, you can arrive at a planet and you can scan the whole planet for life forms, but you can't scan the woods for life forms and heat signatures. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of...
I mean, but you have to admit the bowl was kind of cool.
It was cool. Like, it was
the
cool.
way they made the motor wasn't actually like a motor. It was like a jet.
Jet engine. Yeah. I thought cool.
that design was cool.
I liked the whole like swampy bayou feel. And
there was parts of this episode that were like breathtakingly amazing.
Yeah. It looked great and looked amazing. But it's just like you could just.
Yeah.
Flew in there. And also. What did you feel? How did you feel about the character design of that bounty hunter?
Isn't he just like a?
He looks like that Pokemon Scyther. What is his name?
Scyther. No,
like the green. I thought one. It just it looked like a Pokemon to me. Like
or yeah, what's the bug that kills bugs? What's it?
The bug that kills bugs.
The bug that kind of looks like him.
In Pokemon?
No, in real life.
Oh, a praying mantis?
Yeah, it just looked like a praying mantis.
I don't know.
Like, the design of that character was kind of whack. But it made you feel like you're watching Clone Wars, though. Let's be real.
No, this looked like I was watching Pokemon and people were fighting Pokemon.
There's nothing wrong with fighting Pokemon.
I don't know.
Scyther is a cool character in Pokemon.
Maybe, but... Not as a bounty hunter. I don't know. I thought it was kind of... Like, I wanted to know more about that bounty hunter. It'd be cool to, like, see more about him because he's supposed to be, like, the best... One of the best out there, apparently. But...
Yeah. But not really because they got him. Like, I don't, like...
Well, he took him, like, 15 stun shots to take him down.
His armor.
Oh, right. But it's just, like...
Scyther armor.
Like, take him down. Come on, guys. But,
I don't know. Like I said, like, I liked parts of it. I like where they left us off, like, the cliffhanger. Like, I like those parts of episodes when, like, the whole time you're like, you guys just trust her. She's a good person. And then, or, like, they can trust her. And then she already backstabbed them. Like, I'm really enjoying this weird arc that we're going to get. I'm curious to see who you think she was talking to. Because I thought it was someone else. But then now I think you think it's someone else. So,
right. We'll get there. So if you want to know all my conspiracy theories on who she is contacting, wait till the end.
You got to wait till the end.
Yep. But
don't fast forward either.
Well, you could. We can't stop you. But.
Sure.
Might as well jump into scene by scene. So we'll start out with the scene by scene at the beginning, and then we'll do all the Omega crosshair stuff to get that out of the way so we don't have to go back and forth, and we'll do the Wrecker Hunter stuff. So we're back on Pabu. Classic.
Pretty as ever.
Yep. Looks great. And Crosshair and Omega are talking, and Omega is like waiting to get a comm from Rex because she feels bad that it's like her fault that half his men died, so she like wants to,
she
like
was
help.
Waiting up from a call from Echo.
Well, Echo, Rex,
yeah,
same thing. So she's kind of like worried about that, blah blah blah. But then hunters. Like, well, until we figure out why the Empire wants you, you have to stay, lay low. You got to stay here. Like, we can't have you going around because everyone wants to find you.
It's only going to make it worse.
Yep. And so then they get a message from Wrecker, comes out and says, we got a message from Fee, blah, blah, blah. And Crosshair's like, who's Fee? And then Omega, like, she's a liberator of ancient artifacts. And he's just like not amused. And Omega, like, she's a pirate. Yeah. Okay, she's a pirate. I thought that was like the funniest line from the whole season. I really thought that was super funny. I really like that.
Pretty
line.
Political answer from Omega.
I just like how the look on Wrecker was just like, you mean, oh, like what? What do you mean? Like a liberator, and Omega's list, like, she's a pirate, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was just kind of like annoyed with him. But, but they contacted Fee to get some information on M count stuff and what. And she's like, well, that's, I don't really know a lot, but the Empire is hiring class 1 bounty hunters to track down M count individuals, people with M count, whatever. However she worded it, which is interesting because assuming that is midichlorian, that is it bounty hunters are hunting for Jedi? And if so, why aren't the Inquisitors doing that?
Do we not have Inquisitors yet?
I don't know. I guess maybe it's too early, but like I feel like really within like a short amount of time, because like by the time we get to 5 years after the Clone Wars, where Jedi Fallen Order is, there's a whole mess of Inquisitors, and you know they've been around. I think
maybe it's just too early yet.
Think, because I'm guessing they're
still developing it.
Maybe that could be, because I know like a lot of those people at the early on were. Had to go through like a torture process to like mm-hmm. become corrupted to the dark side, become Inquisitors. So there is that process, but like I feel like the Grand Inquisitor was activated pretty quickly, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but you can only hunt so many.
Right, that is true. But I guess there's a limited quantity, so you might be right on that. But I was thinking though, you remember in the Kenobi series when there was. Like the tomb of all those Jedi, like in those tubes that Obi-Wan finds. Like, what if those are the captured Jedi that were used for the M count experiments?
Oh,
that would be cool.
That would be really cool.
Like Master Sanube was there. Like they used him, and then there's like the little kid Padawan, and like all those other. Jedi. I thought that'd be kind of cool if like they were captured. Cause, like we don't like when we saw them, like none of them had like injuries. It looked like, but like the Inquisitors just captured them. And
M count isn't midichlorians. And this whole that'd
be
time,
pretty crazy.
That'd be wild.
And I feel like we're gonna get that information because whoever Fennec contacted apparently will know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're going to get answers to that specifically next week, assuming that we get introduced to the thing. Because next week is a single episode, but then in 2 weeks, it's two episodes. So like maybe we won't find that until 2 weeks from now. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so Fee was like, well, I don't know a lot about the M count, but like what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to contact some bounty hunters, and I'm sure they'll have answers for you. And like, well, we had run into a few, and then they're like, well, we know Fennec. Like, we could maybe contact her. And people are kind of hesitant of that because she was hunting down Omega at one point. Mm-hmm. And so, but Hunter's like, well, this is our only shot. This is the only lead we have. Like, we got to do it. And so then Fee said she could track down Fennec for him to see where she is. And so Hunter makes Omega stay back because for her safety, blah, blah, blah. But it kind of gives her like a secret mission to like make sure that, or to try and get Crosshair to have AZ look at his hand and go through. So I like that they had a little side mission kind of to like do the Crosshair examination type of thing. So I was like, oh, cool. Maybe we'll get some answers, blah, blah, blah. But we'll get to that in a minute. And so they pack up and leave and go and search for Fennec. So we might as well just ask, we might as well just do the AZ and Crosshair and Omega stuff now. So AZ does a full examination of Crosshair and finds no issues, which is not a surprise and interesting. And so Crosshair is like, well, that sucks. But AZ is like, well, it could be something not physical. It could be something psychological. And he is like, I'm not screwed up in the head. And Omega, well, maybe we should kind of check it out, blah, blah, blah. And so later on, it cuts to Crosshair doing shooting practice again, and he's not able to make any shots. And Omega's like, well, you're still like one of the best in the galaxy, even at your worst. He's like, well, that's not good enough. Like, you have to hit, you can't miss. Like, I can't be a sniper and be missing all the time. It's just not, I'm just not useful, basically, in that sense. And so she's like, well, I have an idea, but you're not going to like it because you don't like anything. And he's like, true. I like that he admitted that he doesn't like anything. But I think he's starting to like Omega. So I guess that's that. And so then later on towards the end of the episode, we see them sitting on the beach, like not on the beach, like on rocks on the edge of the ocean, meditating. And Omega's trying to teach him to meditate and calm himself. And he's like, well, where did you learn this? And my friend,
your boy,
my friend Gunji and the other Wookiees on Kashyyyk. And so he's like, you've been to Kashyyyk? Yeah, you've missed a lot. Reed in the chat says, this episode should have been called Hunter and Wrecker Go to Florida While Crosshair Goes to Therapy. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he doesn't really like this whole idea of meditating, but like he eventually calms down, gets in a good sitting position, I guess. And
he's not like fighting it either. So
right, but he's just kind of going on. He's basically like, you just got to close your eyes and just breathe. And so they sit there with the sun setting, and it looks really nice.
It reminded me of Hawaii.
Yeah. Next episode is going to be Omega teaching Crosshair to do yoga or something like that.
They're going to land, and then like Omega and Crosshair like doing like the bridge backwards. Guys. And then Crosshair like falls like, hey, and nothing. What? Nothing's happening.
Wrecker's like, what are you guys doing? Can I try? That'd be kind of funny. So that's all. That was just a quick side stuff with them. So now I'm hopeful for Crosshair to get better.
Yeah. Like, I think what they're doing really well in this and what I'm enjoying is the relationship between Crosshair and Omega.
Yeah.
Like, if you like think about like the last two seasons of Crosshair, like they're like, I was like, even at one point, I'm like, there's no way they can rehabilitate this guy. Like, he's gone. He's done for.
Right.
Like, the only way they're going to be able to, like, you're going to fully root for him again is if he sacrifices himself at the end to save one of them.
Right.
But like, they're doing it in a way through her. And I think it's really well done where you are already at this point, you're rooting for Crosshair again. And I really like the way they're developing this relationship between them, those two.
Right. I think I saw like it was like a, I guess it's considered a meme, but like the picture was just like someone's like theory about them and how he was going to get so bad that he wasn't going to be able to make any shots on a mission and he would have to like trust Omega to take shots for him.
I was really hoping Omega was going to learn how to shoot.
But like now if he's getting better, then that's not going to happen. But
no.
But it would still be cool though if he does still end up teaching her how to shoot. Sniper.
It's so interesting, right? Like she keeps getting like a bow and arrow and stuff.
She hasn't even used her new crossbow thing yet.
Yeah, but it's just like, why don't you guys just give her a gun? Like, there's not a difference between a bow gun and a gun. Like they're making it like maybe like the viewer, like the younger viewer, makes it feel like it's more innocent because she seems younger than they are, even though she's really not. They're like all the same age.
Right.
But it's just like there's not a difference between shooting someone with a bow and arrow and a gun. See, and then the chat saying give the child a gun
says equals
Drew. I was like, no, that's someone.
That's kind of funny. Someone clipped that. Drew, give children guns.
Okay, don't.
America.
America. No, do not. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
My point is, if you're going to give a kid a weapon, just give him a weapon. Like, don't sugarcoat this. Like, there's crossbow is going to kill just as bad as a gun.
I wonder if it's because they don't have extra firearms.
No, because they kill people and then they can take their gun. It's so the viewer feels more comfortable with her, not with a real gun.
I guess. You don't want a kid running around with a gun. I guess
it's just sense. So that we don't think a kid has a gun. You know, Boba Fett has a gun.
Yep.
They're literally the same people.
Yep.
Like, but I think like this was a product of Disney taking over. Like,
that is true.
Like, they just had they're giving her a bow and arrow because it feels better to the audience.
I guess.
But it's not. It's the same. It does the same amount of work. It does the same amount of damage to you. It's going to kill you just as much.
The thing is, like, she can't put the bow on stun.
Yeah. Like, there's no stun bullets. She hits
someone that's a kill shot, basically. Like,
yeah. So
it's kind of funny. It's like makes her more dangerous than the Bad Batch.
Yeah, but people don't think about that because bow and arrows aren't guns. No.
Right.
Crossbows are literally
crossbows going to be more deadly.
It's the same as a gun, dude. It's the exact same thing.
All right. Well, we're done with them. So we might as well move on to the main plot points. So, Wrecker and Hunter, they go to like this cool space station thing. It's like a 2-level space station. It's basically Halo. Scum and Villainy, but on a space station instead of on a sand planet, desert planet.
Yeah.
This was like everyone there was just rough. It was kind of like bars and
Tatooine
type thing. So, but like on a space station. And so they go to a bar and ask the bartending droid like if Fennec's there and points in direction, and we see these two aliens fighting and one gets shot and the other one gets hit in the head with a bottle from the bartender and gets knocked out. Like, okay, this is where we're going. And Fennec is over there in a booth talking to some Rodian, and the Rodian is trying to like get her to do a job, and she's just like, this is stupid, like you don't know what you're asking type of thing. And one of the lines he says, like, I want them to make sure that they know it was me that sent you type of thing. Like, what the heck, guy? Like, whatever.
Well, and I like that it had, like, an accent with subtitles, but you knew what he was saying. Like, it wasn't in a different language.
Right. Erodians usually, do they speak basic? Because he spoke basic here, but
I don't know if we've ever seen Erodians speak basic before.
I don't know. I always feel like, yeah, you're right. They usually don't. So I don't know. I'm sure they do.
Well, Greedo didn't.
He says Sleemo.
Sleemo.
But
that, I think it would have been cool, though, if that was actually Greedo she was talking to.
That's what I thought it was at first when I saw them from sitting together at a distance, but nope. So they walk up to Fennec and this other guy, and she's like, I don't do business with you guys. Like, we're not doing this thing, but basically says, we're not hiring you to like do a bond. We want information. They go, oh, okay. So, she basically kicks the road into the curb, and he's like, what are you talking about? Like, we're making a deal. And he runs off, whatever. So they sit down and like, we want information. We want to know about this information about the Empire seeking bounty hunters to capture M count people. And she kind of perks up like, whoa, you know about this? Like, how do you know? I've never done any one of these before. And you guys know about it? Like, it got her attention. And so she's like, well, you can't afford me, but what you can do is you can basically do this mission for me and I collect all the bounty, but I'll get you the information. And they're like, fine, we'll do that. And so on their way to this planet that she tracked this bounty hunter to is named Siler Saris and is the slayer of Ord Iris, and who is part of some bounty. I looked it up. I forgot what it was. I guess Haxian Brood, which is from the Jedi Fallen and Jedi Survivor games. They're Ooh. Like
the bounty hunting guild.
I think so. Yeah, I can't remember. But like, so I guess this guy Ordo Iris must be like one of their best ones, and he was able to slay them. So that's why he's kind of known as the Slayer of Ordo Iris. So she said, like, he's basically like one of the best bounty hunters out there, hard to capture. All these people went after him, and then none of them came back. So I'm going to make you guys do all the dirty work for me, so that way I don't get hurt, basically. So they go to this planet, and it's a yellow planet. Last week we had a pink planet. This week we have a yellow planet. So maybe our Q&A, what color will the next episode be?
That's going to be the question. Not who did she talk to.
Right. Well, it would probably be that one. But, or I could just do a poll that says a list of colors and we'll see which one people want to do. But yeah, so it's basically a swamp planet, Louisiana, Bayou, Florida, whatever you want to do, Everglades. And I guess the air is not breathable there, that it will kill a person, so they all have to keep their helmets on. She has like a breathing mask thing. And she gets a boat, because apparently she's got a boat from them before, and it capsized, and she's like, give me a better one.
Yeah, it seems like she's attempted this bounty before.
Right, so they get like one of like a what are those hovercraft fan boats called that people use in the Everglades?
An airboat.
That was called an airboat?
Mm-hmm. Because it uses air.
Okay. So it's basically a Star Wars version of airboat, but it has a jet engine troller motor on it.
It was like but it also felt kind of like a mud motor. Because it was more on like a stick
right. kind of thing.
Either way, it was pretty cool. I thought it was a way to make you feel like you're familiar with a boat, but have we seen a Star Wars boat before?
Just a few. Not many.
Yeah, not many. So I think it was a really cool way they figured it out. I really liked the design of it.
That should be a cosplay where the boat, like you make that boat with like wheels on it with like a motor on it, so it's like driving around, go around Comic-Con driving that big boat. That'd be kind of funny. Then have like alligators dragging on the back off like ropes or something. That'd be kind of funny. But yes, so the swamp water is also yellowish, but like the scum on the top was purple, so it was yellow and purple. I'm like, dude, this is like Minnesota Vikings territory. Like, it's bad territory because the Vikings are bad territory.
Okay, well.
Am I wrong? Exactly. Keep going. Hey, you're a car
Kansas fan.
Kansas Chiefs fan. So
I know it's really funny to see what the Vikings are doing right now.
I have no idea what you're
depressing.
Doing. Depressing. It's never good. So
no.
So they're on the water, and Fennec is basically, all right, Tracker, which is Hunter, you're watching the currents. So you guys see where the water's flowing, which kind of, I didn't really understand. Like, I didn't really get the whole current thing.
Do you now, though?
Not really.
Because the current would move around the bomb. So if the current is going like this, it's fine. But when it starts to split, it's either a rock or a bomb, and there are bombs.
Well, yeah, but then later on, it's like the water was still, and like he's like, I can't see anything, and then he sees some water moving forward, like, oh, a boat went through here not too long ago. Like, so...
Well, maybe because there's like scum on the water, so if the water's clear, that means someone has gone through it. If it's not, then no one's gone through it.
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever, he's using his senses, whatever. He's a tracker. And then
but they make him like seem like he's like a dog in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, and he can smell that there was alligators behind them.
He did sense them when they were coming. They were pretty far out. Yeah. He stopped Wrecker. He's like looking around. But then Wrecker, she's kind of like the demolitions expert, apparently. Like, he's supposed to watch out. He ends up like disarming all the mines when we get to that, but he's also supposed to like watch the water for alligators or creatures or something. She's like, whatever you do, don't go in the water. So just keep an eye on what's in the water. And so he's watching that, and they get to a point where they can see a mine underwater. So he stops the boat, and then they jump in the water at her command, because what else are they going to do? And apparently you can breathe underwater a little bit with those clone helmets. Like,
I guess, I don't know.
Or at least it has like a little bit of air so that you can stay underwater for an extended period of time, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently it is. And so they said those that there were
those clone war helmets were way better than this. What was it?
Better than what?
Better than the Empire helmets.
Stormtrooper helmets?
Yeah.
But those are supposed to be airtight too, because...
Well, they are, but like...
At the end of Rogue One...
They're waterproof.
When Vader goes through the ship and then they escape and then he's standing there, there's troopers right there like on the edge of space also. It's like...
No, they are like... Because when they put them on, you can hear the... Whoosh.
Sometimes you hear that. Like they were like intentional of showing us that before... A few times, but then like they don't like have it every time they put their helmet on, which is kind of weird, but whatever. So they find all these mines underwater. They said there's dozens of them, and so they have to dive underneath and like disarm each other by cutting the yellow wire or whatever. And so when they have two left, they sense these alligators coming, and they're like giant alligators. Ready to eat them, and so they're fighting them off. Fennec's shooting them. She's getting attacked. They're trying to get back to the boat. They get on the boat, and Hunter gets pulled off, and then Wrecker has to jump on and fight an alligator, and then they end up getting back on the boat. They go, and then they have to like shoot a couple to get away, and then they're golden. And so they get to a point like where it's at night basically, and you know the water's still, and Hunter's having issues like trying to track or whatever. And then it was kind of like Fennec was asking about Omega, like what happened, like what and their Wrecker made a comment like, well, she escaped from you, like you must not be that great of a bounty hunter. It's like, no, I let her go at because the bounty was done, like they canceled it or whatever. And so it was like, you can tell that Fennec has some compassion in her heart for Omega. And so she's a bounty hunter, but she has a soft side to her, but she won't admit it. And so they kind of had that moment or whatever, but then they arrive Like Hunter then, like, says that he sees that a boat went through a certain area because he can see the water moving. And all right, let's go this way. And then they kind of find the base of where she thinks that this Siler Saris is. And so they land the boat. And Hunter and Wrecker move in. Hunter climbs up this ladder into this cave thing. And he's looking around. And the camera is like on the ground looking up at him. And then you see Bounty Hunter on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. And then he jumps down. And then they start fighting. Blah, blah, blah. Wrecker runs up there. Tackles them. They're fighting. And then he just escapes through a hole in the ground that he dug. And he's like, Wrecker's like, he went underground. And Fennec is like, underground? Like, she wasn't expecting it. This wasn't part of what she thought. Which I thought was a little lackluster because he goes down to, we thought it was like, oh, he's in a tunnel system now.
But yeah, it's just like, it's gonna, like, they're going to have to go in this tunnel. But it's
literally
like a way out.
20 seconds later, he's on the ground level trying to get to his boat. So he gets to his boat.
No, he was it his or hers?
It was his boat. And then, because then he tried to go to the other boat.
Oh.
And so, but Fennec already cut the line on his boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she tries to shoot him, stun him, but he gets away. Then it's just another hand-to-hand combat, fighting with Wrecker and Hunter and tackling. And he's like, takes out his blade and is trying to kill Wrecker. And Hunter shoots him like four or five times. Stun. And then Fennec comes in and takes the final stun shot. And so that's that. They capture him. And so
they could have probably captured him if they would have just went up there and be like, dude, you want some tea? You want some coffee?
Let's talk things through a little bit.
Let's have a little convo sesh.
And it's interesting that you mentioned coffee or tea because we have a sponsor, Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea, and they are always good and faithful. And if you ever need to capture a bounty hunter and they're hard to deal with, maybe just offer them a cup of coffee or tea, and maybe they can talk things through and make things a lot easier. So if you want a great deal on some great coffee and or tea, take a listen to this ad from Wesley Andrews.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIRERADIO, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it. Awesome. All right. So the final scene is they're back at that space station place where they found Fennec in the hangar bay area. And Fennec is like, all right, thank you for your help. Blah, blah, blah. Like, whoa, you owe us information. We had a deal. She's like, calm down. Like, I don't have the information with me, but I know how to get it. And they're like, well, that wasn't the deal. And she's like, well, either you can fight me or you can trust me. And like, well, we're not going to fight her. And so basically she's like, all right, like, I'll be in touch. So we're going to see. I don't know if we're going to see her again or not, because the way she ends it is kind of ambiguous. Like, this person that she contacts is going to find her. But so I like how they're standing on the edge of the ramp and she just pushes the close button while they're still standing out, and they have to like quit, step off,
jump off. Yeah,
like, I thought that was kind of a cool little detail that the writers put in. I don't know, little details like that I always get excited about.
Yeah,
but so she flies off, she goes to cockpit, and she calls someone and says, "Well, I just had an interesting thing. I went to met some clones that are looking for information on M count bounties and blah blah blah." And the person that she's talking to, we don't see, and garbles this person's voice, so it doesn't hear sound like anything. Now, here's the problem. Let me hear who you think it is, and then I'm going to tell you who I think it is, which I'm really upset by my answer. So who did you?
Well, I think I know who you think it is.
But who do you think it is?
But originally, when I saw this, I was thinking that it was Cad Bane.
Could be, because we do see him in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're not buddy buddy though.
No, but if she is also trying to figure, like, she is loyal and actually trying to get them that information, he's like one of the only bounty hunters that is coming to my mind that has done that. Like, probably he's definitely one of the bounty hunters that has gotten something, like gotten a target for the Empire that has incal.
Right, because Fee said class one. So like, I'm assuming that means like the best of the best. So if Fennec knows that she's in there, you know, Cad Bane is one of the best.
Yeah.
Do we think Boba is at that status yet? I don't know.
I think technically he is.
Right.
Which would also be really cool, but I don't think it's Boba.
It'd be cool if we saw Boba, because then Boba would track down the Bad Batch, and then he'd see Omega.
I mean, that would be full circle. It'd be kind of weird if we don't get Boba, honestly.
I don't know. Like, the only way we're going to get Boba is if the contact is Boba, but I don't think it is. But like, there's like Imbo is out there still with the dog. And then Greedo is out there somewhere.
IG-88 is probably out
Dengar,
there.
Dengar, maybe. I don't know if Dengar is that notable yet, because we don't see him till episode 5. But here's the problem. The music that was playing this was very, very similar to Asajj Ventress,
which is
theme.
She's a bounty hunter.
Which she is a bounty hunter. And so that makes me upset. Because it's going to be a flashback. We're going to get a vision or a flashback of, and that's how, because the Brad Rao or whatever, like one of the main people behind the show, who we see in the credits every week, said, "We know about the book, Dark Disciple, and we're going to honor and respect that book, like as if like we're not contradicting that book. Like the story is going to be, the continuity is going to be fine." But then we get that music that's almost very similar. Like, a part of me wants to go back to season one when we get Fennec, and maybe this is just her theme music that is similar to Ventress, but I don't know. But I was like, if this is Ventress, then that officially means that she's alive. And that
means that book is trash. Well, it's not trash. It means they
retconned it.
They retconned
it. Which would mean, one, they retconned it, which is stupid because it was a great book. And then, two, they directly lied to us that it wasn't going to... That,
too.
That's like even... I don't know what's worse. Like, they directly, purposely lied to us? Like, I don't know. Like,
but so, maybe... Here's a thought. Maybe that theme... That is kind of similar. Maybe it's her boyfriend's theme now.
Quinlan.
Maybe she was actually talking to Quinlan because he's a bounty hunter now.
Maybe they could be.
Or she was warning Quinlan about the M count stuff.
Maybe.
And then maybe we'll get Quinlan next episode, and then sure enough, he'll have a flashback about.
Right. So, like, I was hoping, thinking that maybe Quinlan, he's a bounty hunter now, But, like, I don't know. Because, like, he was doing bounty hunting stuff with Ventress.
He also was undercover a lot.
Right.
So, like, so that's also why
undercover as a bounty hunter, but he's not actually a bounty hunter.
Potentially just to hide because he's wanted everywhere. Because he's a Jedi. Right. Because,
like, we know when we get to the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, he is still alive and is in hiding, and he's helping, like, young Jedi and Force-sensitive kids and stuff to, like, find safe passage. So, like, we know he's doing that good stuff, like, 7 years from now or 6 years from now in this timeline. So, but maybe before he does that, he's trying to survive, make money by doing bounty hunting stuff. Bounty hunting stuff. But I'm kind of sad. I'm kind of nervous.
So you're hoping that I'm right and it's just Cad Bane?
Yes. Or that it's Quinlan or something. But like,
Or Boba.
Because if it's this straight Ventress, I am just mad about that.
People are going to be mad on the internet.
People are going to be mad, but like if they never read the book, they're not going to care or know.
No, but they've already got a lot of pushback. And that's why they had to address it in the first place.
Probably. So but if like,
she's alive, they're going to get a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
And even us, we're going to make a short clip of why they, like, why is this okay that they lied? And we're going to put it on the YouTubes. And all you listeners are going to go over on YouTube and make that video go viral. And then we're going to blow up, and then we're going to take over Disney. So maybe
Star Wars 3 is going to do a reaction to our video.
Yeah.
Somehow we've got to get him to mention our name once. Just like, even if it's about hate, like, that'd be cool just to get people to follow us. But yeah, so that's the episode.
Or ruin us.
But they definitely kept whoever that person is a secret because it's someone we know.
Yes.
So like, it's not going to be some random new guy that...
But it could be Boba because she also has, like, she has a future with Boba.
Right.
And he's a clone.
Right. So, like, or because he also would have the same M count thing maybe as Omega.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm hoping it would be the best for the story if it was Boba.
Uh-huh.
But... I don't know. I guess I'd have to go back to the season one with Fennec and see if any of the music from those episodes are similar. Like, so what we heard here, I guess, is a similar type of thing as Ventress. But
I mean, the chat's saying, like, it better be a flashback. They promise not to mess with the book community.
Continuity. So.
I mean, yeah, if they went out of their way to say that and then... Is that you or mine?
What?
I heard a car crash.
Not me.
Oh, well, that sucks. Oh. I heard...
Uh-oh. Well,
hopefully they're okay. And my car is in my garage, so I'm good.
All right. Okay, good. Anyway, yeah, so if they lie, then it's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to suck. But
we won't know until...
Probably.
So, like I said, so next week is a single episode, and then after that is two episodes. So, you know, with Bad Batch, what they're going to do, they're probably just going to not answer who the person is next episode.
We're going to have no idea. Like, next episode, they're probably just going to, like...
Because... Fennec says to this bounty hunter, you'll be able to track them down yourself. So this bounty hunter is going to track down the Bad Batch.
Which is why I think it's Boba because of, Cad Bane, because Cad Bane does show up to them.
That is true.
And he's already hunted them once before.
Right. So what they could do is he or she, whoever this bounty hunter is, tracks them to Pabu. And then that's how the Empire finds Pabu. Oh, that's the two-episode arc, is the Empire coming to Pabu. Or there's a random episode next week, and then the two episodes is the bounty hunter reveal, them coming to Pabu. Like, it's a two episode thing of that. So, but next week, I should just go to the title. Next week,
spoilers, three, spoilers, two, one,
is called the Harbinger. Is that how you say it? I don't know. The Harbinger. I don't know how you say that word, but that word means a person or thing that announces or signals the approach of another, which doesn't tell us anything either. So, I don't know. Harbinger. So whoever's announcing someone else coming, like, what does that mean? I don't know. Is that the bounty hunter contacting someone?
So we got to think of the trailer still. We haven't got Cad Bane. We haven't got the train jumping scene.
Yep, right. And then when the Empire is also on Pabu in the trailer.
Oh, so, they are. Shoot, I forgot about that.
So there's that, and I think that's...
Well, we haven't got Ventress.
Or Ventress. So...
So... My guess is actually it's them doing a bounty, or they're doing something with the pirate lady.
Fee. They're doing that.
And then the next one is going to be like the... Like, we'll probably get another cliffhanger at the end that's going to give us more detail of who this person is. And then the next two episodes are going to be intense.
Yep.
Pablo's going to get destroyed.
Cool, cool.
There's more clones on Pabu, right?
Well, there's a scene one of the assassins... Two
younglings, right?
Oh, yeah. Those three, yeah. Which we haven't seen.
Why wouldn't they be, like, throwing the pig skin around with Omega or something on the beach?
I don't know.
Playing pickleball.
She's too busy being a therapist for her little brother.
Yeah, that's fair.
So... That's this episode, Bad Territory. Excited for next week.
Yeah, me too. Especially with that ending.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. So, question on Spotify is going to be, who do you think it is?
Who do you think the bounty hunter is? Yep.
So, make sure you guys go fill that out. Even if you watch this on other content, feel free to still go over to Spotify. Yeah, or if you watch it on YouTube, you can just comment down below.
Yep. Funny thing. So last night after we recorded our breakdown of the Acolyte trailer, I looked up the Vernestra Rochick from the High Republic. I was like, it's phase two. I looked her up. It was all phase one and three, which
we were ahead.
I was wrong. She was in phase two, but she was actually in phase one and three.
So she must be in that.
Someone on YouTube commented that I got it wrong. I was like, I saw that mistake afterwards.
So that means it's either in the young adult novels.
She's in like some, none of the adult novels. Like she's mentioned, I guess she's mentioned in the ones that we've read, but she's focused on comics and like the young adult / junior novels. So that's that.
Gotcha.
All right, cool, cool. Well, that's our breakdown, but we still have everyone's favorite time of every episode, voicemail time. So let's take a listen or transition.
It's voicemail time.
All right, cool, cool. Well, after weeks and weeks of radio silence, we finally got some voicemails from...
Addie?
Our good friend, Addie.
Yay!
Because we yelled at her last week.
Probably yelled at her.
So she sent us two. So let's take a listen to Addie's first voicemail.
Heck yeah.
Hey, on Power Radio. It's Addie back with another voicemail. I'm so sorry it's been so long since I sent one in. It's been like months. But life has been kicking my butt lately. Yeah. School's getting kind of hard, especially closer since we're getting close to summer, and all that. But I'm not here to complain about life. I'm here to talk about Bad Batch. Oh my gosh. These past few episodes have been such an emotional roller coaster for me. And I'm loving every second of it and also hating every second of it because I know it's going to be the end and it's going to be the last. But hey, who knows? Maybe it'll become live action. But I'll talk about that more in my next voicemail. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Cool, cool. Thank you,
Eddie. Welcome it's good back to, hear from you. To the Welcome dark back. Side.
Yep.
And also, yeah, well, that's why you're in karate, to kick life back. It's kicking your butt right now, but you got to
karate or taekwondo?
Whatever. Just kicking butt. So just kick life's butt.
Yep. Get those good grades.
And you're probably already doing that anyway, so.
Make sure you carry the one in math class. Those are always tricky. Carry the one. But yes, this season is, I think so far, this might be the best of all three seasons.
Oh, I think so.
So I think this is.
We haven't got a speeder episode yet, so.
Yep. So. This has been a good season. I think it's going to keep getting better and better. So we're glad you like it, Addie. Mm-hmm. But she has a second voicemail, so let's take a listen to that one.
Hey, Empire Radio. This is my follow-up voicemail to the one I sent earlier talking about maybe if Bad Batch will become live action. I really hope it will, or we'll get like more mature Omega in live action, or maybe we'll get her in flashbacks, because this is a pipe dream, but I really, really want to be cast to play her.
Ooh, wow.
I know I'm not that professional of an actress, but I look like her, I can do her voice, and it's been my dream since I was 11, but that is probably not going to happen. Because I don't have social media and I cannot get noticed. But anyway, let me know on your thoughts about the matter. What do you think a Bad Batch live action would look like? Anyway, have a great day. Bye.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, Addie, if you want to even get considered, what you should do, take some pictures of yourself, maybe in some cosplay, and email them to Lucasfilm. Yeah. Just find a contact thing and just send it to him directly and just say, hey, I don't know what you guys are cooking over there, but I want to be part of it.
But also, when you become Omega, don't forget about us.
Dude, bring us on. If you're going, bring us on set. Bring us to the volume. Let us meet Dave Filoni, Jon Favreau.
Jeremiah will fly up for that one. I guarantee
I'll spend all the money to go get on set. That's the really trip. Cool.
Jeremiah's not going to splurge.
Tell them, like, if we were going to like a cantina bar, like Drew and I will sit in the background. We'll be playing Sabacc.
Yes. Throw me a stormtrooper outfit. I don't care.
Face to be out on the interwebs.
I don't care. I'm that guy in the background. Just put me in the background.
Or you and I are in the background and having a bar fight. Like, we're beating each other up.
Oh, heck yeah. Or we're like a radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're announcers or something. That'd be cool.
Or
like the two-headed guy.
No, it's a. They do a live action speeder racer episode, and we're the commentators.
Yeah,
the full circle. We hated that episode in Bad Batch, but now we're doing the commentator for a speeder episode live action.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of funny. But yeah, so Eddie, if you want to ever have that, you got to at least throw your name in the hat. Just let them know and just see what happens.
Just do it anyways, even if, like, because if this is going to be a thing, they're going to announce at the end of the show. So you should probably get on it, like, right now.
Right. And like, so, put your and if name not, in even the bucket. If, maybe they'll just cast you for something else. Like, maybe they need like some kids for another show or something. And
well, it's kind of one of those things, too. Like, maybe there'll be another show in this timeline that's live action that they might just have Omega walk by in the background. Like, yeah. There might be a scenario where Omega might be there. So,
yeah. And I think like in Bad Batch right now, Omega is this a year or two older than Addie is in real life. And so maybe, and you know, she gets cast. So in a few years when Addie's like a few years older, it would kind of line up in a few years if they did like a story of Omega. And so when she's like a young adult, older teenager type of thing. But I don't know. I've always thought about like who they would cast as like an adult
Omega.
Because if she like appears like in the Mandoverse type timeline, same age as Boba Fett, you know, that's, she would be early to mid 40s, like as a character. So like, who would be that age? But if they did like somewhere like during
like
towards the end of the Empire, like during the original trilogy era, you could go someone in their 30s.
I think who I think would be a really good Omega that's younger-ish is the girl in Dune that plays the princess. Who's also
Florence Pugh?
Yes.
Maybe.
Like, doesn't she kind of have like...
She could maybe do it. I don't know. I never really liked that actress, but...
Oh, really?
What was that movie she was in?
She was, what's her name? Sister, right?
Black Widow's sister,
Black Widow's sister. I like her.
She was in Hawkeye.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Isn't she actually Russian too?
No, she's not Russian. I think she's British or
she has Australian a thick accent.
Yeah, but I don't think she's Russian. But I don't know.
Either way, I think that she'd be a good looking Omega. I should pull it off.
But you'd probably need someone that's also maybe New Zealand-ish. Like
she can do accents because she does.
What's his face? Tamir Morrison, he's like whatever that native ethnicity is in New Zealand. I don't know what it's called. The Moyai or...
Yeah.
So you need someone that kind of maybe looks more Pacific Islander, even though Omega doesn't look...
I was going to say, she doesn't look like it, though.
She's whitewashed.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Whoever they picked, it would be a good pick, probably. But
well, it's gonna be Addy, so it doesn't
matter. Oh, that's right. So yeah, so like you said, Addy, if you get cast,
don't forget about us.
Don't forget about us. Invite us to set.
We're your older brothers. I have to pick you up one day from set, and we just so happen to. Okay, fine. We'll be in the bar scene. And
yep.
I want to be a tentacle guy though, with a giant like.
You're gonna be a Mithral, like
yeah,
like the blue one from that you hate from Mandiverse.
No, Mithral. I mean I'll do it.
you're the Mithral's brother,
the younger version of him.
Maybe a flashback.
Flashback.
That's Horatio Sands, right?
Yeah,
that's the actor that does that. It's like he's like in his 40s or something like that. But all right, well, thank you, Addy. It's great to hear from you. Keep up the good work in school and all that you do. Don't neglect your schoolwork, because here at Empire Radio, we support education and people getting their homework done. So
but you can also take a minute out of your day and send in voicemails.
Yep. But that leaves us with one more voicemail tonight from our good friend, Owen. I think it's been a few weeks since we've heard
Uncle
from
Owen?
So, not Uncle Owen, just Owen.
We should start calling him Uncle Owen.
Uncle Owen, maybe. Let us know. Can we call you Uncle Owen, Owen? But let's take a listen and let's answer his question for tonight.
Hey, Empire Radio. Owen here with another voicemail. My question for you guys today is, who do you think was the most powerful Force user that was not a Sith or a Jedi? I was listening back to your top 5 misunderstood things in Star Wars, and one of the things was not everybody who uses the dark side is a Sith. So I was thinking, all these people that weren't officially Sith or Jedi, who do you guys think is the most powerful? Also, everybody join the Discord. It's great in there. So, yeah, go just do it. Thanks. May the Force be with you. Bye.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Owen, for that wonderful question. And nice that episode of ours inspired
your
question. So that's kind of cool. So who do we think is the most powerful Force user that wasn't a Sith or Jedi? Which since we already talked about her, Asajj Ventress, like she was like a Sith apprentice, like involved with the Sith, but she wasn't officially a Sith. Mm-hmm. And so like she is, you know, in the Dark Disciple book, she was super powerful. And if she happens to be still alive now, hopefully not, but if she is, she'd be really strong and skilled with that. But
I mean, Ahsoka.
Well,
she's no Jedi.
Yeah, but she was officially a Jedi.
She's not anymore.
So, like, I don't know if that counts as
Owen's
question. I'm going to say it's not going to count. Because I think now in the Mandoverse, she does consider herself a Jedi again.
Really?
So, like, I think she is. She considers herself. Because she went through all that extra training from... She went through that final lesson from Anakin to finish her training to become a Jedi. So, I think she is kind of a Jedi now. But a different branch.
Okay.
But he was a Sith.
But he wasn't towards the end, though.
Yeah, but it's not like stop being one of them. It's just separate from those two.
Just straight up Force users.
So, one, I would say
Jar Jar, like, fine, okay, get it, Jar Jar.
No, because he was a Sith. That doesn't count.
Oh, dang it, yeah, I forgot.
But so like the witches are technically Force users.
Yeah.
So Mother Talzin is probably the most powerful witch that we know. Morgan Elsbeth, she's pretty strong, but
seems pretty good at
that. Especially when she got like that sword from Mother Talzin, like in Ahsoka's, like she got kind of like knighted as super powerful. But someone that we always forget about that's a Force-sensitive person, or I don't know if you consider a person, but the Bendu from Rebels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people forget about him, and he's a huge, giant creature that's super powerful. Like, he created a storm using the Force and all that jazz. So probably him, because he's the Bendu. I'm with the one in the middle. Like, he's not light side or dark side. He's just a passive Force user, but when he has to, he can use the Force. So,
what about the brother and sister?
What brother and sister?
The twins or whatever? Are they brother and sister? Yeah.
Who?
The ones that like are like the statues in the Ahsoka show.
Oh, yeah. The brother. Right, because they're not Jedi either. So so they're the Mortis gods.
Yeah.
The father, son, and daughter. So they're super powerful. So probably them.
They're probably the most powerful.
They're OP. They're way powerful, more powerful than the Bendu or.
And they're not either. So.
Yeah, that's a good answer. But yeah.
There's probably some we're totally forgetting. But probably the Mortis guards are probably number one.
Yeah. Interesting question. It would be cool to see, like, more of Force users that are not Jedi or Sith. Because, like, technically...
We might see this in the upcoming show.
Act like it could just be Dark Force users that are not Sith yet, at least, or not involved with Sith, but then get recruited by the Sith or something. But we also got to remember, they're not really that powerful, but... The species that Jar Jar's girlfriend is, species, they're all Force sensitive, but they ban the Jedi from coming and taking their children. And they just kind of take a passive. So they're probably like super strong with the Force, but they don't like wield it. So like they're kind of like sleeping out there. We don't know exactly what they're doing. Finn.
Finn? Let's sleep on Finn.
We'll see.
No, we're sleeping.
Probably not ever going to see him again.
I don't think
he's going to even be in the Rey movie. So
I feel like he doesn't want to be, but money talks.
Money talks, and then Rey or Daisy Ridley, but hey,
dude,
come on.
Suck it up. Stop doing your indie movies that no one's watching. Come back over to the dark side of Disney. Let's play a little bit. That's probably the conversation.
Yep. All right.
Money plays.
thank you, Owen, for that wonderful question.
Yeah.
So that's everything tonight. So we'll just go over some social media and get out of here for tonight. So if you are new to Empire Radio, or you're not new and you just want to dive into us a little bit more, go in the description, wherever you're listening. There's a links.co/Empire Radio, link spelled with two I's. Click that link's landing page for everything Empire Radio. You can get connected to us through Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. We live stream every episode on Twitch. So join the chat and fact check us and ask us questions and make comments. And we'll discuss those on air like we did tonight with Reed's comments. And yeah, so if you also want to join a Discord, like Owen said, join a Discord. There's a link there. An invite for that. There's our fan email if you want to send us the email. Oh, speaking of that, I do have an email, that voicemail from someone that we didn't go over. So good thing I remember that right now. So I'll finish social media, then we'll finish that last question. But yes, send us a voicemail. And then there's also a link for needlesslynerdy.com, which is an entertainment network that we are part of. So go check them out. But before I forget, because I almost did, we got a question from Cody. Who we haven't heard from in a while from the Discord, but he has a good question. Hey, Empire Radio, Cody here. I am in need of some advice.
Ooh.
My wife got our family tickets to FanX Salt Lake City, and I'm trying to figure out what I should wear. I have my Stormtrooper helmet, but I don't have any armor to go with it. So what could I wear to go with that?
I got you. I was actually thinking about this, weirdly enough, the other day. I think what's really, like, is if it's just a plain Stormtrooper helmet, do you have, like, a white tux laying around, like a dress?
Ooh.
Wearing that on top, I think, would look kind of cool. Or you can wear, like, all black, like, blazer tie stuff, and just be, like a, I don't know, like a Stormtrooper at a ball or something. I think all white tux with like a helmet on, I think would look so cool. Just sitting there like a boss. You know how many people are going to go take a photo with you? I think people definitely would.
Yeah, I do like the look of people that when they just have the helmet on and with like a suit on. So I was thinking that same thing, a suit. But like, you wouldn't necessarily, like the all white would make sense. But like, it's also having a white suit isn't really practical.
No, that's so what I said. All black would be cool.
So you could just get a nice suit. If you want to get it, that way you can get in, like, have an excuse to like get something to go with your helmet, but also you need a good suit anyway.
You need a good funeral outfit.
So like, but if you have like a helmet that has, if it's like the 501st, where it's like some blue stuff on it, you know, have a suit that matches the blue, like maybe, you know, a navy blue jacket or a blue vest underneath it, or like a tie that's blue with it or something to match that, and then maybe have like a little like pocket square that's blue or something.
Yeah, like what's that Irish movie with those two guys and they're like wearing full suits, they're like brothers. I forget the name of it.
That's like every movie ever.
Okay. But they're like two brothers that are like assassins and they have guns. And they're always wearing suits together. Like, I forget the name of it. Super popular. Older. Not older-ish, but like an older, whatever. Anyways, it's a cool movie. I don't remember what it is. But I was just thinking, like, dude, me and Jeremiah could go to the next con wearing all black suits. You can wear Mando or my Boba Fett helmet, and I'll wear Boba Fett, and we'll just be chilling there on the side. I think it's a cool look.
Dude, I think I'd hate wearing a helmet for an extended period of time.
Well, you don't have to wear it the whole time, and then all of a sudden you take it off.
I'm just walking around in a regular suit. That's kind of weird.
I think it's a cool look. The suit with a helmet is a good look.
It is a good look, but so that's what we would say, because it's probably a new nice suit is probably a lot cheaper than buying nice armor. So, I think your wife would be okay with you getting a new suit anyway. So
true. Yeah.
Go with that. But other than that, like, I don't really know what else.
The chat's like, oh, I have a navy blue suit. Time to buy a new helmet. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm glad you thought about the same thing. I've seen it before, and I think it's a cool look.
Yeah.
Like, You're just a boss stormtrooper that decided to dress up for the day, you know?
Yeah, because I can't really think of anything else you could do. Unless, like, it was, like, really, like, random, like, to just be funny, like, be like a scarecrow, like, with fill all your clothes up with, like, ooh, hay, kind of fun. And then just have a helmet on top, but, like, that's not really anything. You would have to, like, do that, but have, like, an all-orange helmet, so it looks like a pumpkin.
Or the Ahsoka one.
Or the Ahsoka one would work, too. Like, I have. All right. Well, that's everything. We're done. Thank you, Cody, for that. Sorry I got too late, but yeah, that's everything.
Send us photos. Send us photos.
Yeah, Cody, whatever. Post in the Discord, whatever you decide. Because I think I looked it up. It's like not until like September or something, so it's going to be a while.
Oh, you got time, dude. You got time. Buy a nice suit.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, next week, cool. Should only be one podcast episode next week.
Unless there's another random trailer for something, but
back-to-back shows.
Yep.
Tales of the Jedi is those 3 weeks in between.
Oh gosh, they screw our schedule so much. We would have to double up on stuff in May if they do that. But anyway, all right, we're brambling. So you've been listening to another Bad Batchtastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And may the Force be with you
always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com